This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Roy Spencer from PermaSeal, Bob Schmidt, Junk Luggers, and Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings, for announcing everybody who is on our show. So let's light this candle. Elwood, buddy, how many miles in Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. Some MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Jeremy is taking the day off. He has some family obligations he had to attend to. So if you have any questions for MegaPros, just text it in to their call, text, and photo line, and we will get it over to Jeremy and his team. 312-981-7200 is the phone line, the text line, and the photo line into our fine show. If you have any attic or foundational questions, you've got any junk questions, you want to take some pictures of it. If you have any tax questions, want to take a picture of your W-2 and tax returns, don't do that. That is very highly unrecommended that you do for reasons for confidentiality, right, Steve? You don't
Absolutely
want Social Security
true.
Numbers out there.
Absolutely true.
Out on the phone. So just text them in, and Steve will be more than happy to answer them today. 312-981-7200. Let's go around the horn. Stephen A. Leahy, how are you?
What's up, David? I'm so happy to be here today.
We were talking the 14th Amendment before the show. Very exciting conversation because a texter in the lose show brought it up, and we spent 20 minutes debating it, and we killed it. So that's good. So we got the 14th Amendment all figured out, everybody in studio, so we don't need to talk about it on air. What are you talking about today, Mr. Author?
I'm going to talk to independent contractors and gig workers. Going to have a lot of good tax information for you because these are the people that generally have problems with taxes. So I'm going to talk to them today.
Okay. Phone number or website if our listeners want to reach you.
First, you should be on my daily email. Go to fightbacknow.com. Sign up. Doesn't cost anything. Or call me at 312-664-6649.
I get it every day, sometimes twice a day.
Yeah,
sometimes. Your emails.
Yeah.
Very informative. And it cost me nothing to sign up.
That's true.
And less than 10 seconds to sign up.
Yeah, I did give away a free David Hochberg 8x10
yep.
for a time.
And they gave it back. And they were supposed to pick it up four
so
years ago.
So everybody signs up today, I'll send you a signed picture from David. I do have them still.
Signed by Stephen A. Leahy. 312-981-7200. We got Bob Schmidt, Junk Luggers. What's going on, Bob?
Good morning, David. Happy to be here today.
You are talking about pricing and how you differentiate yourself from the other junk removal companies that there are plenty out there. They just keep popping up like weeds all over the place. And also the commercial aspect of your business. Could you dive deeper into that just real briefly?
Yes,
tease a little bit.
Absolutely. So commercial business out there, contractors, property managers who need to focus on their business and need some assistance, we can help them out.
Kind of like when somebody's putting a drain tile in somebody's basement instead of having their team. Roy's like, really? I did not know that. And you're a pretty smart guy, Roy, right? You learned something today at breakfast.
I did, every day.
All right. Phone number for our listeners want to reach out to you, bud.
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865.
All right, Roy Spencer with, we've got the Roy Spencer, 40 years in the business, over 400,000 clients and customers, happy customers here in the Chicagoland area. We're talking about attics again, right? We're talking about insulation?
Insulation, yes. And, you know, I want to give kudos to our listeners who have made, last couple times I was on the show, I was talking about insulation, trying to connect the dots to the warm weather to insulation. And we have no problem connecting the dots in the cold weather, think, oh, I need more insulation. But when it's hot, people generally don't think about, oh, insulation is part of the problem. But it's definitely part of the equation, a big part of the equation. Your air conditioner can't work properly without proper insulation. But today I want to talk about the health aspects that adequate insulation, proper insulation can bring to your home.
Okay, phone number for listeners want to reach out to you and your tribe?
800-421-SEAL, 800-421-7325.
Also, it looks a little stormy. We've got some storms coming in, and if our listeners get water in their basement, want their cracks sealed up and drain tile installed, what's the best number to reach out as well?
Same number, 800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. I've got my buddy Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. You see him on CNBC. We're going to bring him in during the mailbag segment. He's out today at an event, so we're going to bring him on real quick. Just going to ask him some basic questions that I've been talking about for the past 6 months about how interest rates, and I figure that since it keeps coming up, I'll get somebody who is involved in the market every single day. He's a trader. He's on CNBC. He's on Fox. He's all over. Went to high school with him. Smartest guy that we graduated with, right? I'm on radio. He's on TV. That just shows you I was on the 18. I'm on the ACT. He was up in the 30s. That's why he's on TV. So we're going to bring Scott Bauer on after the break, as well as answer. I've got some situations and updates from our listeners that called in last week. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Studio Chicago on 720 WGN.
Hey, let's see what topics we got in the old mailbag, huh?
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago's mailbag, brought to you by Center Guard Plumbing. My baby just wrote me a
letter. Mail call! Mail call! Center Guard Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch the pipes in my house. Scott Bauer, thank you for joining us. I know you're busy, so we're going to get right to it. You're a professional trader, right? Right, Scott? You've been involved in trading since graduating the University of Illinois, correct?
That is what they say. And can we just clarify something real quickly?
Sure, please.
My ACT was actually a 29. I was not in the 30s.
Yeah, that's a big shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 11 points better than me. Yeah, real funny. Way to rub it in.
All right, there we go.
Thanks for joining the show, Scott. We're gone to somebody else. All right, so here, Scott, I got some trick questions for you. Okay, we're going to ask you three questions. I don't mean to throw you off here. First off, Fed Chair Powell. What president appointed Fed Chair Powell to his current position?
That would be President Donald Trump, regardless of what he says.
Or remembers. Okay, that question. Question number two. Does Fed Chair Powell control the 30-year fixed mortgage rates?
Absolutely not. You want the long answer or short answer?
Well, just give it to me in under 30 seconds.
No, he absolutely does not. Does he have some influence? Sure, but he does not. In fact, I would say that there is no Fed chairman in the history of the Fed that has ever directly controlled interest rates.
Okay. Thank you for verifying exactly what I've been saying on the radio. But since you're on TV and you do this and you're on the floor trading this stuff all the time, I wanted to get your opinion on it. So thank you for verifying what I've been saying. And last but not least, before you got to get back to your important activities for today, in your professional opinion, what would happen to mortgage rates if a president appoints a rear-end kissing lackey to be the Fed chair instead of a person who is independent of both the White House and Congress?
So I'm going to try and make this as simple as I can. Rates would actually move higher, regardless of what the president or the new Fed chairman would want to do in terms of bringing rates down 1, 2, or 3%. The reason why rates would move higher is because this would throw a large amount of uncertainty into the marketplace. What happens when there's a large amount of uncertainty like this and when the rest of the world does not trust the U.S. financial system is bonds, which controls interest rates and your mortgage, bonds would sell off. People would be selling U.S. bonds. What happens is when U.S. bonds go lower, interest rates move higher. The rates and the price of bonds are inverse to one another. So as much as they may want to see rates down 1, 2, 3%, the initial move would absolutely be to the upside.
So just to recap our three questions of the day, and by the way, Mark Carman says you're an outstanding shortstop in 12-inch softball, according to Mark Carman.
I appreciate Mark Carman. I paid him off a long time ago.
Okay, good. Well, it's still paying dividends. So, number one, President Trump did appoint the current Fed chair to his position during his first administration. You confirmed that during this call, correct?
That is 100% accurate.
You also confirmed, yes or no, that the Fed chair, no matter what any elected official in any position wants you to believe, does not control the 30-year fixed mortgage rates. Is that a correct statement?
Absolutely, 100%.
And if somebody who is appointed to the independent position as Fed chair is a lackey and a rear-end kisser and will do everything that an elected official in Congress or the White House tells them, him or her, to do, that will be bad for interest rates. Is that an accurate statement?
Once again, yes, it is. It would be awful for interest rates.
All right, Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Training Academy, my go-to guy whenever I want to get verification confirmation of somebody that does that for a living instead of me, just a lowly mortgage broker and a guy that's on TV and I'm only on radio. So thank you for calling in, Mr. Bauer. You have a wonderful weekend and hang out for
your great day, sir.
And hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Just want to give some follow-ups to last week's show. A lady called in and was having challenges with trucks coming on her property because somebody in her neighborhood was building a home and they were taking up the roadway, and she was having trouble getting her handicapped husband out of the house. And I said I would call the township or the village that this was happening. The challenge is we had a replacement. Iridium wasn't here last week. I'm not blaming the guy that was answering the phone. I did not get her name and number, so I couldn't call her to get more information to call her village, her town. So if you could please call in, Iridium's back. Provide us with your name and phone number, and I will call you after the show and get more information. On Monday, I will call the village, township, or city to get answers for you. So I wanted to put that out there. Another listener called in last week who was having challenges with her condo association to get information. Steve said that she didn't think that the condo association had any money or any funds, and I'm just like, what do you mean? She's like, I can't get any information. So I talked to her about refinancing her condo because she's at some, she's got some whatever things going on, she wants to refinance. So guess what, I'm going to have to request the budget and the bylaws and the declarations and the balance sheet in order to get her condo approved to do her loan, Roy. So I'm going to request that information on her behalf. And in the event I don't get it, I'm going to invite the condo management company to come on to talk on the radio to see what we could get. So it turned into me helping a listener out, wanted to possibly refinance. We're going to look into it. And that's what we do here. We help listeners out. How's that? Okay. And then I just wanted to thank a listener. A listener sent me her daughter, who was having all kinds of challenges with her debt. She had over $100,000 worth of debt. She had over $300,000 worth of equity in her home. She had great credit. She didn't know what to do. She was drowning. I'm like, all right, it's real simple. You take out a home equity line of credit, boom, drop the template down, change some names, change some numbers. Away it goes. Asked her for a nice, you know, Google review. I'm trying to get to 700 now since I hit 600. And boom, calls me up yesterday, almost in tears. Revolutionized her world, saved her over $1,000 a month. She got her debt under control. Her credit is now in the high 700s, 800s. One phone call. That's all it takes. And then I got another guy who's listening right now who called and said, hey, my son's buying a home. I want to give him $250,000 gift for a down payment. He's buying a $750,000 home. I'm like, all right. He's got a $500,000 home here in Illinois. He's got a $150,000 on it, and he's got a home up in Wisconsin worth about $700,000-$900,000. Kicked a simple one email to King County Teachers Credit Union. He's going to be like, I should have a HELOC, and I'm going to take care of it. The ease up, it's finally happening, right? Listeners are finally calling in. Then another guy who called in last week. Owns his home free and clear over the Wisconsin line in Kenosha. Lives in a $500,000-$600,000 home, free and clear. Hears me all the time talk about taking out a line of credit as a defensive mode to have as an emergency shoot number one, and to keep scumbag attorneys out of his backyard, right, Steve? Not that you're a scumbag attorney, but you run with a lot of them in your industry. That if there's a slip and fall in this guy's business, what do? They pull a title report on your home and see if you've got a HELOC or any type of mortgage. And then he's like, oh, $500,000 home. I got a scratch and dent going on here. I had a car accident. Somebody didn't like me. Somebody slipped at his place of business. We're going to go after this guy. He owns a $500,000-$600,000 home free and clear. It's a defensive position against attorneys coming after you for frivolous lawsuits. And it's a defensive position for the, oh, I had a holy crap moment.
The title, you talk about the title.
The title. Mm-hmm. That's what the attorneys do, right? They do a title search to see if there's a mortgage on it. And if they see there's a mortgage on it, they're less apt to go after the homeowner with, or go after another asset instead of his home. All right, that's this portion. And I just want to recap. Once again, President Trump appointed Fed Chair Powell to his current position. Scott Bauer verified that. The Fed Chair Powell does not control mortgage rates. Scott Bauer of Prosper Trading Academy verified that. And according to Scott Bauer of Prosper Trading Academy, who's on CNBC, that if we put a rear-end kissing lackey of any type of administration into the Fed Chair position instead of an independent person who will independently think and run the monetary policy of this country independently, that will be hugely bad for the mortgage rates on the 30-year fixed loan if you're trying to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home. That segment sponsored by CenterGuard Plumbing. We're going to take a quick break, come back with Junk Luggers after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. You wanted to talk about, you're getting a lot of texts and calls after the show every time you're on because you're now just, you know, such a big deal. You're the junk guy here at WGN, about comparing and contrasting your prices and your services against all the other junk removal companies out there. I get it all that time. Well, I called this guy, I called that guy, I went online. I'm like, good, go online and deal with some putts that you'll never see located in Montana that you won't be able to get a hold of when you need to get a mortgage. And then call me back when him or her blows it up, okay? So right. Can you cover that for us, please?
Yeah, so it is, you know, the season for junk removal, or as David, you say, Chazarai, right? Is
that right? Chazarai. Chazarai, you got to roll it.
Yes, absolutely. So I really want to really help out the listeners in, you know, choosing a right provider, right? Not one shoe fits all. So there are many things to think about and criteria to really evaluate and ask questions, right? Because it is a very competitive market. So first of all, is their pricing clear? Right? Do you really understand how the pricing works? And is the price guaranteed? So you don't want to be in the middle of a removal per se, and all of a sudden your vendor comes back and says, "Well, by the way, I have to add another $200."
Sorry, Mr. or Mrs. Smith, we didn't think it was going to take up that much room in our truck, and we got to juke you for an extra couple of Benjamins. Right?
That's right, so, yeah. Exactly. Because they're in the middle of doing it, right? What are they going to say?
Right,
exactly. So it's really important to ask these questions. Other things like, do I have to do anything in preparation? Do you do all the work? Well, that's why you're paying the companies, for them to do the work. So make sure they are doing that work for you. You have people coming in your homes. Make sure they're background checked. Make sure.
Kind of important.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times with realtors too, they'll trust a lot of these companies to come into the homes that are with a key lockbox. So you want to make sure when you're working with junk removal companies, you're asking these types of questions.
Do you do a lot of realtor pre-move cleanup stuff like that? Like if somebody's moving, there's a lockbox on it that a realtor put it up, and they give you the code 1234, and then you go in there, clean out what needs to be cleaned out, and then put the key back and lock it back up?
We do that all the time.
No way.
Yeah. In fact, yesterday we had a customer give us a call and say, my closing's at 9 a.m. I found out that my estate sales company didn't actually clear out the home. So we are called up. We pride ourselves in same day service. So we head over there and we found out there's four trucks later, which is for us, again, another one of those important questions, which we'll talk about here, of stuff that we had to pull out.
Yep.
So this person who was living in another state didn't know, thought that the house was empty. Lo and behold, at the closing time, realtor goes, We have a problem.
Yeah.
This is not empty.
Oh my God.
So
they did the final walkthrough and everything's still there.
Correct.
Oh my God. There are realtors like going, yeah, it happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
Right? You don't think about this stuff.
So we are that bat phone, right? That hotline of realtors in the event this happens for closings.
Well, I was doing it more upon trusting the background, because you could send out a crew. right? You get the code, you pop the box open, you go in there, you do what you got to do, and then you seal it up. And typically the realtor doesn't change the code. Right? Because right? That's the code for other realtors to show the house.
Well, you just gave my code away, so I got to go home and change my code. 1234.
On everything.
You told everybody.
I know. Stephen A. Leahy, Bannockburn, off of Route 22. Across from the McDonald's, right over there off of Waukegan. One-car garage. That's kind of a big deal.
It is.
Right? I mean, that's a security thing.
Trust is important.
Because you could have workers, after they're off, go back because they know there's nobody in the house. Go back and they're, oh, you know what? I saw that nice little painting that was still on the wall, and they could rip it and run. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yep, absolutely. So those are, you know, again, I said before, four trucks I mentioned in that one issue.
Jeez.
And important question to ask.
Yeah.
When your company is quoting you in trucks, well, is it a semi or is it a pickup truck?
Right.
There's differences. So
how big are your luggers?
Our luggers?
Yeah.
So our guys?
No. Yeah. Your trucks.
Our trucks. Yeah. Right. So in terms of our trucks, we have two sizes.
Okay.
One's 16 cubic yards and one's 32.
All right.
So it's very important to always ask that question, like how big are your trucks? Because if I go to you, David, and say, hey, I've got a quote for $500 and it's half a truck. And I go to Steve and he's like, well, I got a half a truck for $400. Well, if they're the same truck, fine. But if they're different trucks, you got to know that.
Right.
Right? Yeah, no.
Yes, Roy.
Bob, I have a question I didn't get to you at breakfast about. I'm wondering, as a consumer, I've got all this stuff I want cleaned out. But if I call your guys, they'll clean it all out. But I want to see, you know, because it's buried. And there might be things in there I don't want them to throw out. So do you get that request often?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so they can sit there and work with your guys. You'll work with a customer like that, because to me that would be important.
And that's important for us to know up front too, right? So what we do is we'll stage things in an area for you to start going through. What's important is that we keep busy, right? Because we don't have to charge you for that time, obviously.
Yeah.
So we'll work on a plan where we set things aside. We'll work on other stuff to be packed up while you get an opportunity to look through.
Thank you.
Best advice we always say is go through, identify the things you really want, set it aside ahead of time. And then let us deal with the rest, or let your company deal with the rest.
So in those cases where the realtors call you or the seller calls you, because the realtor's like, hey, we got a problem, right? We got a mess in aisle 5. You're getting the call directly from the homeowner who's got the closing coming up, which means the transfer of the property.
Right.
Which typically means 9.9 times out of 10, all of your stuff is out. So the seller is gone, and the buyer, who's typically has a moving truck backing into the driveway as soon as the closing's done, when they get the keys to either start moving, movers are moving in, or they're moving their stuff in ahead of the movers coming the next day or in a couple, 3 hours, whatever it is. So that house has got to be spotless.
That's right.
Wow.
And a lot of times we live what's the seller's fallacy. Oh, yeah.
The
next buyer will want it.
Yeah.
They want that, you know, 50 cans of paint that are about 20 years old or this, you know, wood that was lying around. No, typically not. So those are also those emergency calls. Hey, we want this stuff out of here.
We got this one.
Yeah.
One of my good friends, right? His daughter was closing on a home in Park Ridge. The owner left this ginormous air compressor because he did something with air compressors. I don't know what you do with air compressors, but Roy, you know. But he's got this gigantic machine, air compressor, and he just left it there. So we're at the closing, right? I walk in, hey, how you doing? Last 15 minutes, hey, how you slapping backs, right? Shaking hands, kissing babies, slapping backs, you know, giving hugs, hey, everything go good, wires here. Then I leave, okay, I'm gone. So I'm there, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, what are we going to do about the air compressor? They're looking at me. I'm like, dude, I don't even know what an air compressor is, right? So back and forth, they had to come out with a quote-unquote junk company like yourself to replace it. It was like 700 pounds.
Right.
You know, and this poor gal's walking in there, right? She's a 30-year-old teacher. She's not moving an air compressor. And no. She's like, what the hell do I need an air compressor for? I don't even know what an air compressor is. So that stuff happens all the time?
All the time.
All right.
All the time.
All right, listen, we got to hit a break here because I'm getting the high sign. We've got 2 more hours in the show to go over all the other stuff, so keep your notes handy. If our listeners want to reach out to you, especially realtors or individual listeners selling their homes in the Chicagoland area, you're a huge resource. How do they get a hold of you?
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865 or online via junkluggers.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got Roy Spencer, the Roy Spencer. You always got to put the capital T, capital H, capital E in front of Roy Spencer. The Roy Spencer from Pharmaceal Basement Systems coming up after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. And a special shout-out to the cook at my daughter's camp after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Investigative. Look at that. I made up a word.
Whoa.
That was pretty good. Is that a word?
That is not a word.
Okay, and now is...
I think it's investigative.
Well, I think
you could think... Put the wrong on the wrong syllable.
Well, let's add it to the Hawk vocabulary.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Roy, I got to put a shout out to the chef, the cook at my daughter's camp. Huge fan of the show, Chuck Kahalnick. He's up there in Wisconsin. Listens to the show every single weekend. And I just wanted to recognize Chuck. Huge fan. And... we can move on.
Bet your daughter will get some extra cookies.
She better. that's the only reason I'm doing this is cookies or some type of brownies. It would be nice, Chuck. You work at a Jewish camp. A little Jewish guilt throw in there. You got your name mentioned. Take care of my daughter in the cabin. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I want to stop the show right now. Everybody take a look. Something is different. I did something different. I just want everybody to take a look. We're going to have a guess. I know our texters could text in. There's something different about me that if you could guess, Roy, Bob, Steve, $100 cash. Go ahead. Text lines open 312-981-7200. Bring on the guess. I don't think you're going to get it, but it's pretty obvious. 312-981-7200. That's a tease. We're going to do it after Steve's segment at 11:15. Roy, how is the attic pressure going on with all of the hot air? I learned something before the show. Can you explain to our listeners what you educated me about?
Yeah, actually, it's a phenomena that is super important. We're always talking about air movement in the house. I've been doing that for years, talking about how most of the time of the year, there's a stack effect where air is drawn up through the house from the basement and the crawl space through the living area and then into the attic and then out the roof. And, of course, our heating dollars, you know, follow that trail.
Sure.
In the summer, something different happens. The hot, humid air, especially when we're talking 80, 90 degrees now, is actually heavier, and the air flow reverses.
Hmm.
And now that air is actually pushing through our roof, through our attic, and down into our living space. And our poor air conditioner is trying to fight that, but the heavier air is heavier, so it makes it a burden on our air conditioner. But what I want to talk about today is the health effect. So we always talk about the toxic fumes and gases are in crawl spaces and basement, and we want to contain that and treat that down the basement, dehumidify the air and stuff. But the attic insulation is actually the barrier, if it's done properly, to keep that toxic. There's a lot of toxins up in the attic that people aren't aware of because they don't go up in there anymore and they spend quality time in their crawl space.
What type of toxins are up there?
Well, there could be mold. So a lot of attics are very humid.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they're hot and humid, which is a good formula for mold.
Breeding ground?
For a lot of different reasons, because roofs aren't adequately vented and things like that. And sometimes bathroom vents are just free vented in there. And so mold grows in the attic. And in the attic, it's fine, except when that mold comes down into our living space. There are... unfortunately, we found in our attic inspections a lot of rodents and insect infestations. Sometimes the insulation material itself is toxic. Asbestos, vermiculite, was a popular insulation material at one time, and it's still in those homes. And again, if it's undisturbed, but when air starts moving through that, that carries that down into your home. And then there's sometimes the insulation itself is old newspaper, is what cellulose basically is recycled newspaper. That breaks down over a period of years. And when you see those dust particles in the air, sometimes those particles come down, all of which can aggravate, you know, health conditions, especially if you have respiratory problems.
Well, you also said animal feces up there. If animals get up into your attic, which squirrels and raccoons have been known to go in there for shelter,
right.
You know, they... defecate, and then you don't know what's up there because you never go into your attic except Steve, because that's where he puts his bodies. And then, you know, we, you know, the his mannequin bodies, not the real ones.
Thank you.
He puts those in the basement. But the but you know that you don't know that's up there, and then it gets heat, and then the pressure comes down, and you have those particles that you're breathing in.
Right, and that's why I a lot of people think about insulation in terms of, you know, keeping the house warm.
Yeah.
And I've worked very hard trying to educate our audience. It also keeps our house cool in the summertime. But what we found is that as we're giving it, you know, we do these blower door tests and do these inspections and educate people what's going on in their home and the size of energy loss in their home, which they typically don't realize or appreciate. But the real compelling reason, I would thought, would be, well, I'll save money on my utility bill or make my house more comfortable because these rooms upstairs are always so hot and uneven. And so you'd think those would be the reasons people would decide to insulate. But honestly, the number one reason we found is once we show them the health risk that they're exposing their family to, that now they're going to do it.
So if your kids have respiratory challenges, it could be because of what's happening in the attic pushing down into your living area.
Right. In the summertime and in the wintertime, it could be the things coming up from either way. It definitely affects the air quality in our home that we're breathing, and particularly when we're locked up, you know, in the heat, and we're not, you know, all the doors and windows are shut, and or in winter, those periods, that's when it's extremely important that we have good air quality in the home.
And the consultation is absolutely complimentary, right? It's free.
It really is. We do actually a whole house inspection. We go down in the attic, in the basement. We start there because there's a rim joist. That's the second leading cause of energy loss in the home. And so we insulate the basement rim joist. And then while we're down there, our guys are all qualified. They can, if you have a seepage problem, you're want your sump pump tested, we can do that too. So we're doing that. We go upstairs and we do thermal camera imaging, and we do a blower door test actually to measure and we suck all the air out of your home and measure how much air leakage there is in a home. We use thermal camera images to identify the location of those. And then we don't forget to go into the attic and actually measure, of course, the amount and type of insulation you have. And then we see these other problems that may be going on that could really structurally even affect your roof.
Button them all up. All of them in one swell.
Yeah, and so you'll know. So our guys are real experts, are well trained at this, and they can help you not only solve some problems you're not even aware of, but also save you a lot of problems down the road.
20 seconds before the break, what savings have you seen our listeners realize from doing the insulation up top and the rim joist down below?
We actually know this because we're one of the few companies that do blower door tests both before and after we do our work. And so we're saving an average energy leakage. We're reducing the energy leakage by over 23% on average. So, I mean, some houses we save in 30 or 40, but reducing your energy loss 30 or 40%.
It's huge.
Some, it's just reducing it, you know, 10%. But we guarantee, David, this is a PermaSeal exclusive, we will guarantee that we'll save you at least 10%, reduce your energy leakage by at least 10%.
Phone number for listeners who want to take advantage of the free consultation.
800-421-SEAL, 800-421-SEAL.
All right, that's Roy Spencer, the Roy Spencer. We're going to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Roy Spencer from PermaSeal, Bob Schmidt, Junk Luggers, and Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. It's is there ever a day where 1099s don't come top of mind to you, Steve?
Never. That is the top of mind. It absolutely is. And it makes me think about independent contractors and other business owners, the gig workers, as they call them.
The gig workers?
Yeah.
So if you're a DoorDash person that you need to get a couple extra bucks, or you're riding, you're driving around an Uber or Lyft or something like that, that's 1099 income, right?
Yeah, and you know, I have many people fall behind because they don't they're not taking taxes out of it, right? So the next thing you know, you're going to owe the IRS money, and then you're going to pay penalties on the money that you're making, and all of a sudden you're not really making that much money,
sure,
are you?
After the taxes are taken out.
After the taxes, and then if you're going to get estimated taxes and you don't pay them, right, you're going to have to these are all big problems for independent contractors.
But if you're an independent contractor and you're driving for Lyft or Uber, can't you write off a portion of your car then and write off the gas and write off the insurance?
If I'm an Uber driver, right, they keep all those numbers for you. They know how far you went. They know when you went from one place to another. So, and that's the whole key of taking these things off is contemporaneous records. So, you know, what I talk a lot about this is I have a new book coming out, as I mentioned.
I know. I saw it driving down. You showed it to me.
1099 reporting.
You held it up for
this 15-minute
ride down.
So that's all I'm thinking about, right, is all this, is this 1099 reporting and why it's so important. A couple of reasons why I talk a lot about the IRS going digital and how they're, you know, everybody's afraid of AI taking everybody's job. Well, they're taking everybody's job at the IRS too, right? Because everything is algorithms and they're checking. When people ask, you think I'm going to get audited? Actually, almost every tax return gets scanned. Mm-hmm. They look at every one of them now. It's because it's automatic. 95% of all tax returns are filed electronically. Man,
they got you.
1099s have to be filed electronically, so they just match. You know, it happens. I had this month, I had the fastest that someone got levied.
That's what you were telling us.
Yeah, they just filed in November these tax returns. They were behind 3 years of tax returns. So the IRS told them, oh, you got to file these tax returns before we can help you. This is called compliance, and we could talk a little bit about that too. But they just filed them in November, and then yesterday she's getting levied already. I've never seen such a thing.
Typically, how long would that take instead of
4 years?
4 years.
Yes.
And they're doing it in 8 months.
I've had like filing old tax returns take longer than this to even process them. That you send them to the IRS, and 6 months later they still don't have it on the record of it. But this happened in 6 months. I've never heard of such a thing.
So, is your recommendation if you have back taxes, don't file them electronically? Go the old school.
No. No, because if you file them by paper, then someone's going to look at them too. So, it's not going to help you, but. I have heard that argument, though. I'll just put a paper. First, they're going to be mad at you because they don't like
paper. They don't want to look at it.
They don't want the paper. But I want, we think it's not, here we are in July. You got to start thinking like it's the end of the year. I know it's like, we just started. You know, and everybody's thinking about it. But here, two quarters have already come due for estimated taxes. Goes back to what I was just saying about that the IRS knows everything now and they can track everything. Used to be it was very difficult for them to know if you didn't pay your estimated taxes and then fine you for it, right? Get a penalty for it. But now they just scan it. They know when you're supposed to make.
You can't hide anymore.
No, there is no hiding. And so what does that mean? That means you better keep good records,
right?
Because they're keeping good records, and you better. And they're wrong a lot of times, so you're going to have to prove them because they're going to come to you and with the IRS, you are guilty until proven innocent.
I am hearing ads every single day from your competition, the IRS, the big bad IRS. So you know that they are coming out that the taxes in April have already gone through scrub down. And they're coming after you for that. And then those on extension, right? Like I'm on extension. I'm still getting K-1s from investments. And I typically get the last one like 2 weeks before. My accountant's like, I need your stuff. I'm like, Tony, I'm giving it to you as fast as I get it here, buddy. But, you know, so they are bombing the airwaves and the television airwaves, the radio and TV all over. So a lot of stuff is going on behind the scenes if they're investing that much money on those ads.
July is the big month where as you just mentioned, they're coming off of the tax returns. So now they start turning. That's when all these notices start flying in and everybody starts getting notices. And one of those notices might be a wage levy. Right?
So it might be important to open up your mail.
Absolutely.
Especially
true.
Has IRS with that
absolutely true.
Beautiful eagle on it.
They're different. Again, they're supposed to send this series of letters before they can start taking stuff away from you. And so you better know where you are in the series.
And we're going to talk more about your book later on the show. Your phone number for listeners want to reach out to you.
Remember, get on my daily email. Go to fightbacknow.com. You should be on it. It's free. Or if you have a question, call me. 312-664-6649.
That's Stephen A. Leahy. We're going to come back with more of the panel. We have a question here from Jeff in Hammond. A listener called earlier for you, Roy, about a dehumidifier. We have a nice text here from a listener who used your services, Bob, and is very happy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, photo line. This is Homes from Chicago on 720 WGM.
Let's review.
This text might actually raise your blood pressure. Let me read it to you. Hochberg is sexy. There's nothing sexier than a thick, intelligent man who speaks his mind.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. It's nice when his mom texts in. That's nice.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you, Lisa. And thank you, Kevin Powell. Thick means muscular and, deep muscled.
It could mean that.
Yeah. That's how I'm going with it. Right.
I've often heard people refer to you as being thick.
Yes.
Now it explains.
Between the ears. 312-981-7200. Okay, guess. We got three guesses as a group. Go. Tony, you had one. Tony asked if it was my glasses. Nope, it's not my glasses, so that's down one.
Did you get your tattoo removed?
Nope, don't have a tattoo to get removed, so I'd have to get one and then get it removed. So that's one and a half questions, because that was a horrible question. Last guess. Anybody? Go.
Hairstyle.
No. Well, kind of. It was close.
I was going to go with your touching the gray in.
No, that would have been good. So Amazon days, and a texter got it right. I bought a nose hair trimmer. Revolutionized my entire life, Roy. Because I drive downtown with Steve, and I see this thing growing out of his nose, and I'm just like, I don't want to look like that. So I bought one of these on Amazon.
You did give me a hard time about it 2 weeks ago.
I wanted to try one out, and then I'm going to buy you one. Dude, this thing gets in there. I was afraid it was going to cut up the inside of my... It's the greatest thing in the world. I don't know why. I can't. 58 years old.
I think there's a...
I can't believe...
There's a pattern here, because you used to talk about your water pick as the greatest.
Yeah. I stepped up my dental hygiene technique. Now my nose hair technique. I look like Wolfgang Jack, right? Wolfman Jack. I got hair growing out of places I never knew I had hair could grow out of. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to get you one, okay? And you will thank me for it. And it's got an eyebrow.
My wife will thank you.
It's got an eyebrow attachment that you could get those freaking vines out of your eyebrows knocked down. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Before we get to the callers here, Jeff and Natalie, you wanted to clean up something because we had a couple of textures push back on what you said about hot air and cold air. You want to redefine that for
us? Yes, and thank you, texters. They're totally right. You know, of course, hot air is heavier than cold air. So I misspoke. I was trying to explain the reverse stack effect, why that outside air is infiltrating our home from above. And the reason it is because cold air is actually denser. And so our air in the summertime, especially if we're using air conditioners, actually becomes colder and, mm-hmm. and more dense. And it starts to seep out our living area and the rim joists and the lower parts of our basement. And so as it's seeping out, that air is compensated by that hot air that's in the attic. It's actually being drawn down from the attic into the void that's being left as it cold air is escaping our house below. So it is indeed the reverse stack effect, but the reason is not, as I misspoke, that the hot air is heavier, but because the
pressure
is being going out the sides of the house and the bottom of the house, and so the warm air is being drawn down from the attic, and the same effect, is unhealthy for your home.
You're bringing the unhealthy aspects of your attic down because exactly. The hot air is in pressure heavier, is what you're saying. Did I get that right?
The hot air is still...
It's putting pressure on the attic to push it down.
It's being drawn by the void created by the denser, colder air seeping out below instead of going up.
All right. Well, we'll wait 30 seconds to see if that's correct from our text. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Jeff and Hammond, you have a question for Stephen A. Leahy.
Morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm a subcontractor, and occasionally my employer pays everything, and I ask, as far as expenses and, fee, to be, separated. They never do. Is there any way when I file and I'm a Schedule C, to segregate the expense from the income, the earned income?
Well, of course you're supposed to segregate your expenses from your income.
Well, right? they don't. I try to. But is there any way when they give me a 1099 for everything, is there any way to segregate the expense?
Because as a 1099, they're sending you their pay, whatever they paid you, they're going to put it in on that particular – unless you have a separate account, like a draw account from them. Otherwise, it's income to you.
I always ask them, and they never do.
Otherwise, but, it's income to you.
So
it's
can
only
he?
$200. So
can he keep track of that, and then when he files it? Okay, there you go.
Everybody should keep, and that's what the big mistake for most 1099 independent contractors is: they don't keep any records, so they can't deduct anything, and so you're paying taxes on expenses that you should be able to eliminate from your income.
That's exactly the point.
Yeah.
So I will keep it a separate list, and I appreciate your input. Yeah.
All right, Jeff, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a safe day. Be well.
All right, buddy, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning.
That's a great question because that's what everybody does, right? I always tell, when you're an independent contractor, that all that money's not yours. Some of it's the IRS's because you got to pay payroll taxes out of that too, what they call self-employment tax.
Realtors fall into traps like that
absolutely.
All the time.
Absolutely.
Because they could go 3 weeks for nothing, then all of a sudden they have three or four closings. In 2 weeks, they get bombed, and then they're like, "Oh, let's go!" Hey,
so this is where estimated taxes come in, because then as a W-2, you're used to they take your money,
right.
You never get it, so you can't spend it. So, but when you get you get the taxes, and you're supposed to give it to the IRS. If there's always going to be something to spend the money on, so pay these taxes first.
847 at 10:51 today. We used junk luggers; they were the best. They sorted everything, took a load to be donated, and took another load with them. The two guys didn't have a lift truck that day, and I was amazed how quick they were able to load the truck. They were very professional and would use them again. Thank you, Michelle. So I won't say Michelle's last name, but rhymes with Gregory. And we have her phone number here if you want to reach back out to her. So thank you, Michelle, for sending in that text. Natalie in Chicago, a question for Stephen A. Leahy.
Okay, good morning. My one question. I filed my 2024 taxes, I guess sometime in March. In April. Got my refund. I'm a W-2. I don't own a business. I work for someone. Did my W-2, turned it in. Got my refund electronically within 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back in November of 2024, I filed my 2022 and 2023 taxes, same tax preparer.
Mm-hmm.
And they had sent me through some verification steps to make sure it was me, blah, blah, this, whatever they do. I'm sure you've heard other people you have to go through authenticating yourself.
Absolutely.
Long story short, once it was turned in, because I knew I had a refund, I had 3 years to make sure I filed.
That's true.
I just did the 2022, 2023 at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, fast forward. 6 months later, nothing yet. Every time I check, where's your refund? It's been received. We're processing it. Go read here why it's taking longer. And all these articles don't help. Why is such a big agency so inept when it comes to doing simple things?
Wow.
Wow.
I wish I had an answer to
that. That's a 3-2 fastball.
And I got to say, I get this all the time. Because they're such a big organization, it's hard for them to do things. For instance, I went to tax court. I got a judge to agree with us and give us an order, and it's been over a year, and I can't get the IRS to agree to it. And it seems like such an easy thing. Here's an order, right? He doesn't owe it anymore. Nope. Sometimes the easiest things are hardest to do with the IRS. It's just the way it is.
Well, thanks for calling
That's
in.
That's why Natalie. I have to fight the IRS.
Yep. Hang on for your Mr. Floyd Cleaning product. Isn't that your slogan?
Fight back now.
Fight back now. I think there's a 3-year-old kid. Running around in his diaper. Hang on, where is it?
I thought I had. Yeah,
I had it queued up here. It's not fire in here, so we got to bring our tech in.
As they say, do it. I can do it live. Fight back now!
Fight back now!
Fight back now!
312-981-7200 312-981-7200 Roy, we have Steve about dehumidifiers. Steve, you got a question for Roy?
Hi, everybody. Yes, hi. I have a place up in Wisconsin. The lower level is about 400 square feet. And there's quite a bit of humidity down there. Did use like a box store dehumidifier, but I'm wondering, is like a commercial grade dehumidifier overkill? And I know there's also some wall hanging types dehumidifiers that might work as well. The place is all electric, so if you're suggesting like the wall-mounted dehumidifier works off of propane, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Well, the answer is almost universally, when we see a big box dehumidifier, it's underkill. It works. It pulls a lot of water out, but it can't keep up. It doesn't have the capacity needed to actually lower the humidity, which is obviously what you're trying to accomplish. So typically, you have to step it up. And we have our own PermaDry appliance that is three times more efficient. In other words, it will pull out the humidity. It will actually lower the humidity in a basement area. I think it's up to 2,100 square feet, and actually pull enough moisture out of the air to actually lower the humidity, and has a humidistat to make sure that happens. You can set it at your level. But most cases, you know, obviously you can get a big box dehumidifier for a couple hundred hours or whatever, which, you know, it looks like it's making noise, it's pulling water out, and it makes you feel good, but it doesn't solve the problem. So you really need to step up to an appliance that is rated to actually lower the humidity.
Phone number for Steve to give you guys a call.
800-421-7325.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here at the bottom of the hour. Steve, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. The MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We'll be back with all of your calls and text messages after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. If you would like more information about all the experts on the show, you have another story of a realtor you bailed out of a situation. I didn't realize it's really prevalent that people are moving out of homes on closing days that don't clean out their houses. Can you give another example how you helped out a realtor overcome and a seller overcome their challenge?
Yeah, for sure. So again, it's that seller's fallacy that thinks that the buyer is going to want it. And so literally we get a panic phone call saying, hey, we are sitting here at the closing and the buyer is refusing to sign until shows a picture this is removed. So we get the picture. We're like, we'll take care of it right away. We had 20 minutes later, we're heading over there. We get to the home. It's simple stuff, a couple pieces of plywood, remove it. We send the picture back and there we go. Closing finishes. So it's just one of those things, again, that, you know, my advice to sellers is don't assume. Get it in writing, obviously, that your buyers want those items, and saves you a lot of headache.
This is the God's honest truth. When we sold our home to the buyers of our old home, we were cleaning the floors. No, swear, Emma's on the Bible. We were cleaning the floors with Mr. Floor Cleaning Product on the way out of the garage. So, like, we all went downstairs, you know, we all worked down because I didn't want anybody to say, oh, David Hochberg left a crappy, you know, that, you know, then it gets out like, oh, David Hochberg left a slop. It was, you could eat off the floor, right? So I had my kids, my three girls, my wife, my mother-in-law were there, and I'm there. We're all doing washing on the way out. We all met by the garage, and we exited the garage, hit the button, and we were gone. Got a note, Emma's, from the realtor saying that this was the cleanest house that she had ever, that her buyers had ever moved into. And I take pride in that. Yeah. I mean, I don't want any, this is the last, you don't want a seller leaving crap in your brand new, you want to walk into your new house going, all right, this is my joint. You know, you just, the common sense, if you don't want to move it, call you. That's right. What you do.
Right.
I don't.
And there's no limit to it. Just literally this past week, picked up a boat.
You picked up a boat.
It was sitting in the garage. Wow. Couldn't get rid of it. The community association didn't want it on the driveway. The owner didn't want it. He just wanted it gone.
Didn't you have title of the boat, or it didn't matter?
Didn't really matter.
Didn't really matter.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. From boats to air compressors to whatever you want. Four trucks. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Text earlier, we are selling a home with solar panels. Seems they are not popular for potential buyers. Is that true according to your experience? I'll throw it out to the panel. Would you buy a home with solar panels, Roy? Age first. Go.
Possibly.
Possibly?
No.
Steven?
Not because of it, no.
Not but, because of it. Would again, you not buy it because of it?
Makes you take a deeper look, right? You know, longer look.
Costs, yeah. Replacement, upkeep. Here's the challenge with solar panels. Typically, they're bought on time, and they're bought there's a payment associated to it over a certain period of time. It's like an installment contract. So when you're selling a house with solar panels, here's a word to the wise. You might, if you don't like it, that's another story. Then you won't even look at the house because you could see the solar panels, right? That's number one. Number two, if you're going to buy a house with solar panels, here's a word to the wise. Make sure that the solar panels are paid off to the installer before you close on the house. You're talking about stuff inside the house. You got to be looking on top of the house too, because you got solar panels and there's an installment contract. You got to make sure that the seller takes care of that contract. What the heck is that? I'm digging the music. Okay, great. Yeah,
I liked it.
I liked it. I don't know. I thought I might have tried.
The story was getting better.
Yeah, the solar gods kicked in there, and I'm like, all right. I'm like, well, there's a denouement coming up. Learn that in high school.
This is serious.
This is serious. That was kind of dramatic music. What did you hit? I like that, Ashley. Come on, REO Speedway. Oh, that's a great song. We got to add that to the board. Yes, Roy, you had a question.
I was curious, something like that, and I heard also water softeners have
sure,
you know, liens or something that are, would that show up in a title search or anything?
Ooh, yes. So some of them are. So, some of them are on title. Sure, because it's
if,
a.
It's and if
a,
it's not on the title search, is it still enforceable to the next owner?
If the installer didn't put a lien against the property and they just did a personal indemnification against the person, you wouldn't know about it. Right. It would transfer to the person that's moving, and then if the person that's moving does it, that's a bunch of legal stuff. And Stephen A. Leahy's shaking his head here.
Yeah, well, obviously, if you don't have a contract with them and they don't have a lien on anything, I wouldn't have to pay it as the buyer, right? Unless they can't just come back and say, "Hey, you owe me for this."
Right?
How would you know?
So
typically, they put liens on the property,
so it wouldn't be a surprise.
It shouldn't be a surprise.
Okay.
And if you have a good attorney, I would just make sure that debt is taken care of by the seller. Absolutely. Who wanted to put the solar panels on their property in the first place.
There's so many more things, right? Security cameras,
sure,
and the monthly subscription that goes with that. Everything gets a little so much more complicated.
Yep.
That's why you need an attorney. Now, people will say many states they don't use attorneys for closings, but I don't know how you'd make one of the biggest decisions that you're gonna, you know, purchases that and without an attorney there. That's
especially,
well, that's me.
Especially in Illinois.
Well, yeah,
when the seller's gonna have an attorney. Yeah. And I'm always like, they're coming to a knife fight with a bazooka. Mm-hmm. You better come to a knife fight with the bazooka too, because you're gonna go up against the other attorney and you're not gonna speak their language. Mm-hmm. And they're gonna roll you. Not on purpose, but you know, something's going to come up. The tax expiration is correct. The easement is correct. I mean, you don't read plat of surveys every day. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Suzanne, how are you?
I am very well, thank you.
How can we help?
I have a question for Steve. I'd like to know what documentation is necessary to send the IRS to avoid a penalty.
For what?
For late payment of taxes.
I'm sorry, say it again.
For the late payment of taxes, if they weren't filed in the correct year, what documentation is needed to avoid paying the penalty because they weren't paid at the right time?
Well, you can. They're always going to come after you whenever you put what they call failure to file penalty, failure to pay penalties, if you don't file on time. Now, sometimes there's what they call a first-time abatement, where you can get out of it if you've always done the right thing and now you're not. You can generally get out of those penalties. That's generally.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Suzanne. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. We got to take a quick break here. Thank you, Iridian, for bringing in all of the text messages that we'll get to after the show, after the next commercial break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. David, my realtor also told me I left a spotless house. Too bad the one I bought wasn't clean. It was empty but dirty. That's just disrespectful. I'm just saying. It's just disrespectful.
Very.
Get your stuff out. Clean it up. Let the next person come in. Enjoy the house day one instead of getting down, you know, cleaning a house that they just bought. Just disrespectful. That's all I have to say. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got Ed from Burr Ridge after these messages. Coming back after, after the break, we'll come back with Ed from Burr Ridge. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Homestead Chicago on 720 WJ. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the Mega. I got the hiccups. Mega Pros Call Text and Photo Line. I'm going to hold my breath for a minute here. Roy, you want to take over the show? Probably be the best minute on radio of the show in a long time. We got Ed in Burr Ridge. Ed, you've got a comment question.
Yes, good morning. Love you. Love your show, David.
Thank you, bud.
A friend of mine, caution for you, for your listeners. A friend of mine bought a house with a detached garage, did the walkthrough the morning of the day of the closer, and they said, oops, you need the garage door opener. We'll give it to you at the closing. Well, he got the garage door opener at the closing, went back to his new house, opened the garage, and it was piled.
Wow.
Floor to ceiling.
Ooh. Ouch.
Wow.
So
they hit it.
I got a housewarming gift for you, buddy. I left it in the garage, and it was filled with crap. Wow.
Yeah.
So that's
something to watch out for.
Well, I think, listen, we do this show so listeners could understand the complexity of real estate, whether it's insulation or keeping your basement dry, removing stuff, or you're self-employed and you protect yourself from the IRS in your house. I do financing and all the other experts on the show, windows to air conditioning to furnaces to, insect and fireplaces and everything in between, right? And then windows and floors, and I'm leaving a bunch of people out, so I'll just leave it at that. But everybody understands. We try to give real life experiences, what we experience on a daily basis. So when our listeners and our growing listeners, and our numbers have been great, so I appreciate all our listeners for spreading the word. When they're faced with that situation, or somebody they know is faced with that situation, somebody, their friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors, and their neighbors are faced with that situation, they know what to do. So Ed here presents a situation that if you're buying a home, and we already talked about this, you need to get in that home and do a full colonoscopy mm-hmm. of that home before you close on the home. You come in, you walk through, you flush all the toilets, you turn on all the lights. This is before the closing. And you make sure everything is moved away. And if there's a piano there or there's boxes there when you go through, and you go back after everything is removed before you're closing to make sure when they removed that didn't damage the floors or the walls or the doors. Because once you close, it's on you. That's your baby once it closes. So your friend here, Eddie, closing on a home without seeing the garage, it's what's the word?
Buyer beware.
Buyer beware. Yeah, but there's a legal term that you attorneys charge $800 an hour to charge us.
I can't say it without the $800.
Right. I know. I got to lay it out. I got to put $10,000 in an account to get the answer. But once you close on it, you own it, and it's on you, buddy. So your friend, without buying a home, without popping the garage, kind of knucklehead
move.
I'm
gonna
do
it for you. Caveat and emptor.
A caveat emptor. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I'm not charging for that one.
Well, I'm sure I'll pay for it one way or another. Roy.
Just one, I think, important footnote there. One thing that's not inspected, you have a building inspector. One thing nobody inspects is the sewer line.
Sewer line.
And that is available for a modest fee, like $300. We can camera inspect. Because that can be a very unpleasant surprise, $10,000-$20,000 if the sewer line is compromised and nobody's responsible for that because nobody's represented about that.
Listen, you have to look at the sewer lines. You have to check for radon. You got to check for all this stuff.
Have someone come out and look at your trees.
Your trees? Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I was just going to say that. Thanks for stealing my thunder. Yeah. But if you've got a home.
You're welcome.
Thank you. If you've got a property with a ton of trees on there, it's not cheap to knock a tree down, okay? And it costs more when after Northbrook tells you have to keep your two white oaks or your two white pines and then they both drop dead, when I could have dropped both of them before I put the fence up. But then when I put the fence up, right, now I got to knock them into 8-foot sections so they could get them out of the fence. Thank you, Northbrook, for allowing me to do that. So, it becomes more expensive when fences go up.
So I did have a guy bought a property full of trees in the winter.
Yep. And you didn't know.
Could not put it together. And spring came, they stayed dead.
Oh, and all of them had to be dropped.
They had to be removed.
And sometimes you've got to get permission from your village or your town and all this stuff. So Ed, I appreciate you bringing this up, and you open the door to a lot of other topics. And that's why you got junk luggers here. Like if you pop the garage open, what's that? At least two trucks.
Right.
Probably three trucks. Maybe even four trucks, depending on how big the garage is.
And how big the truck is.
And how big the truck is. Thank you, Steve.
And I hate to say it, but even go as far as to run metal detector against your backyard, because we've had customers call us to say, we have something buried by the prior resident that they were trying to hide, and we need to get it removed. So there's a lot.
Really?
There's a lot when you buy a house, as we all discussed.
Yeah, 57 Chevys.
Yeah.
Or steamer trunks with cash. I'd be, that would be great. Hey, Ed, thanks for sharing your story, buddy. We're going to hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. But it goes to show you, you're buying this home. You're so excited. And then you move in, right? You open the door, and it's dirty, and there's crap. You know, I don't expect them to steam clean the carpet. Okay, I expect that to be done prior to listing the house, right? You would think you'd want the house to be nice, or maybe just buying the house as is, right? You know, it's got all the stuff there. It's got the old shag carpet, like my first condo I talk about all the time. It was a gentleman who used to be in the Army Air Corps, and he smoked three packs of cigarette a day, and he had shag carpet from the 70s. So you can only imagine. Well, it was like hazmat suits. He had pictures on a wall that was like 20, 30 feet long, and you could tell where the pictures were because of the nicotine stains around the pictures, where the pictures were, okay? So guess what? His family wanted to sell it. I wanted to buy it. I knew I was going in there with shag carpet with three packs of cigarettes a day for the past 30 years, and I knew that the walls were going to have nicotine stains in, so spick and span, I got down, I scrubbed it down, did it myself, and that. But I know that going in, if you're buying a home from a family, and you leave it like a slob? What's wrong with you, Roy? You said you walked in once and it was a gift basket and cheese.
No, the last
and
home we bought,
right?
Actually, the seller left us a nice gift basket with some good bottles of wine. So that was the other side of the coin.
And you realized that you overpaid because they went with the $800
exactly,
bottle of wine.
But I like karma. I believe house has karma, and I'd like to
pay it forward.
Both sell and buy. And spread the karma.
We've got a great relationship with the seller that we did. They thought we had mold. I sent Corey out there. Corey certified it was mold. It was the bee wax, the honey and all that stuff. We had cracks. I'm like, I got PermaSeal. I got a transferable drain tile system that you guys put in. And now every once in a while, we get mail dropped off there after 5 years, 4 years. Lady couldn't be nicer, right? Mm-hmm. She had a baby in our living room. She wanted to know what was under the carpet. So, we told her. So it's a good two-way street.
Yeah.
Right, and that's the way it is. We have a good relationship. Never met him. All I do is go to our old mailbox, pull the mail out, and I take off. Right, but it's a good relationship. And when she has a question about something, we answer it. The only thing I didn't tell him how to do was how to light the fireplace because I didn't want to be responsible for blowing up the block. I'm like, Google it and call Lindemann. I'm out. I'm not telling you how to light the fireplace. I lit twice. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Roy Spencer from PermaSeal, Bob Schmidt, Junk Luggers, and Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got packed call lines here, Royce. Let's get to it. Gene, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I know that you have an attorney there today, and I just want the simplest of explanations. My husband and I went to some effort to get an all-inclusive trust drawn up and done years before he passed, and nothing substantial has changed at all with relationships or property or anything. But only in the last few months, thanks to WGN's coverage of legal and money matters, have I been hearing the words funding the trust. I need a definition of that. Of course, we left our property or house and anything important to the two sons we have. But what does there have to be another legal step, even though the property is mentioned in detail?
All right, hang on, Gene. Steve's going to answer that right now.
Okay, so I am going to answer the question. I'm going to tell you Dave Schluter's the guy to really answer this question.
Yep.
But I can tell you this. When you're funding the trust, a lot of people will create a trust, right? And a trust is just an entity, something, and there's nothing in it until you fund it, right? So then you create the trust, and now you have to put things in the trust, and that's how you fund the trust.
So cash.
Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I believe.
Okay, so we will take your information, Gene. Have Dave Schluter reach back out to you on Monday with a deeper dive of that question. To get you a better answer, if there is a better answer. Well, that's not your area of expertise.
No, it's not.
I know. Well, that's why. I mean, you know, you're the IRS radio answer man on the radio, and Dave specializes in trusts and wills and all that stuff. Cindy, how are you?
I'm fine.
You have a question, a comment, or some concerns?
Well, I wanted to talk about, you talked about earlier when I was in the car, and I'm back in the car again.
Okay.
You talked about Jerome Powell, okay? And how he doesn't affect interest rates, the mortgage rates, the rate is good.
Correct.
And so I've been a realtor for 50 years. I got my broker's license. And all over Europe, the interest rates are cheaper.
Okay.
So tell me why and tell me how we can get there.
Well, if you want cheaper rates than here, then buy in Europe, number one. Number two, the 10-year bond is what controls mortgage rates, which was verified by Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy.
And I do know that.
Great.
But not even like interest rates like on our credit card.
Okay.
How about that?
Well, the credit card is controlled by the Fed. And the Fed is independent of the federal government. And the Fed makes the decisions based upon what they see the economic conditions are on the short term. The Fed has said that they, and the Fed chairman, the Fed president, has stated publicly numerous times over the past couple of 3-4 months that they don't like, they are waiting to see the impacts of what the tariffs are going to have on the economy. And what the recent economic information that was released is that inflation has gone up for the past 2 months. That is what they said. And the Fed, typically does not cut rates when inflation is increasing. So that's where we're at. So for the past 2 months, inflation has gone up. No matter what anybody wants to tell you, or maybe you could believe whatever you want to hear, but the fact is inflation is higher the past 2 months. And with inflation going up, the Fed typically does not cut rates. So that's the answer to your question.
But not as high as inflation was when Biden was in.
But at 100%. And I didn't hear President Biden once threaten or put pressure on Powell to do it, even though he did cut it in September, Steve, when he shouldn't have.
That's counter to what you
said. Well, no, it's not what I just said. He should not have cut it, and I bashed him when he cut it, right? Because what happened to mortgage rates? He said all year long he's not going to cut it. Then 2 months before the election, he cuts it. So is that a political move? Absolutely, and I don't want to get into that right now because I'm just giving facts here. And then what happened? Okay, the 30-year fixed loan rate shot up 0.75 point. Because the worldwide investors looked at the economic activity and information that was released and saw that the economy was stronger than it was and jacked the mortgage rates up. So there's a yin and a yang to everything. I can't explain why Europe is cutting rates. I don't live in Europe. I live here in Chicago. Okay, I'm just telling you the facts. And I'm equal opportunity basher. When a Republican or a Democrat does something stupid, I'm the first guy that bashes them. Okay, and I bash both sides and I call them out for what they do. Okay, and I just wanted to point out there, Cindy, that the Fed chair does not control long-term interest rates and 30-year fixed rates. That's it. Okay, no matter what anybody in Washington wants to spew crap, they don't control the mortgage rates as what some people in elected positions want you to believe.
And I know that. I've been in the business for so long.
Okay, well, thank you for confirming that.
But it was just because you said that, and I thought, well, Europe is, you know, why is Europe?
I don't know. You got to talk to the people in Europe. I'm here in Chicago. I'm just trying to educate our listeners here in Chicago and in the surrounding states and all throughout the 50 states to educate them so they're wiser and they don't believe everything that they're told. Because most of the stuff that they're told is intellectual dishonesty, and the people saying it should know better. And if they don't know it, then they should keep their mouth shut because they're spewing crap. And their followers are following and believing everything they say, and what they're saying is not honest. That's all I'm saying. Okay. So just tell our listeners the truth. Okay. I've been saying it forever. I brought Scott on to verify it. Third party. He's a trader. He deals with it every single day. I got to take a quick break. Thanks for calling. We got Rich in Streamwood and Greg in Naperville coming up after these messages. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning Products, Indy, and thank you for being a realtor. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WJ. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Rich in Streamwood, buying a house. How can we help?
Well, I don't know if this is both a tax and a buy in it. My son couldn't get a mortgage in 2012. It was hard to get a mortgage.
Okay.
So I signed on a dotted line with a mortgage company, and to help them out, I had good credit.
Yep.
Now, 13 years later, the house is worth $350,000, and he wants to buy a single-family home instead of a townhome. Am I on the hook for the capital gains if he sells this house?
Stephen Ailey?
The answer is no, it's not your house.
Well, he's on the title, he's on the mortgage.
Well, that's a...
But I'm on the title, though, with him on the mortgage.
Hold on. You
then
both
the answer is, yeah, that, then it, you're, it's going to show that it was your house, and then there is going to be capital.
Hold on.
Now, the problem also is it's not your primary residence, is it? It's his primary residence. So you don't so you don't even get the exemption.
So wait a minute. You both are on the – you co-signed for him?
Yes.
All right, so he's on the mortgage.
Yes, because he was at 399, and they didn't want to give 399 mortgages back in 2012. I think that was when the mortgage problem.
No, I got it. Hold on. In 2012, we were coming out of it. But hold on. You co-signed for your son, so you and your son are on the mortgage and on the title of the home, correct?
Both of you.
Both of you.
Yes.
Okay, so both of them are on the title. Okay, so now your son is going to sell it. His credit's better, his income's better, correct? It's been 13 years, he's done better, okay? So now he's going to take...
He's a W-2 now.
Okay, so he's going to take the equity and buy another house, right?
Yes.
Okay, he shouldn't... Is he on the hook for that in that situation? No. We dove deeper.
No.
Okay, so you're good. Rich?
I'm not giving legal advice.
If he buys a new house, I don't have to do anything.
I would check with your tax preparer, number one, but...
Absolutely good.
I would check with your tax preparer, but if he's rolling that equity into the new home that he's buying, Steve, he should be okay, but check with your tax preparer. How's that?
I talked to you a couple weeks ago. You tried to sell me your pressure washer.
Oh, this guy. Okay. I got it fixed. Now my new one won't start. I got to get a hold of Bruce again. I bought a new one, so I got the old one fired up. Bruce Lands, my buddy, who I owe a lunch to, he got the old one fixed, and now the new one's not working. I'm like a place where power washers go to die, and this is right out of the box. I used it once. I don't know what's going on. I think I got some mojo going.
I bought an electric one and burn that thing out in 2 months.
Well, give me $700. I'll give it to you. I'll sell it to you. It only cost me $300, but I'm trying to make some money here. It's a little rough in the mortgage business. Unless I do your son's loan.
Right?
Yeah. Well, hang out for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product, buddy. Thanks for listening. 312-981-7200. Greg in Naperville, how are you?
Good, David. Hey, I got a question for you.
Yep.
This scenario is my wife and I are considering moving, but I'm trying to figure out what's the most economical way to do this. So the house that we're looking for typically is around $550K.
Okay.
Our current house is worth $450, fully owned. My first scenario would be to take $150K of an IRA, but that would cost me about an extra $15,000 in taxes.
Yeah,
so I could pay cash. The second scenario I thought of was to put down $400K and take out $150K mortgage. But I was wondering what the cost would be on that and how soon I could pay it off, assuming I could sell my house shortly after.
All right, so you're going to sell a $450,000 home you own free and clear, right?
Yes.
All right. You got realtor fees, you've got title fees, and you got a tax proration, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to walk away with, let's say, 380. Okay. Let's say 400 G's. Okay. So your 450 is down to 400. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. You're going to buy a $550,000 place with $400,000 down. Okay. You're not going to close on your new house until after you sell your current house. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, I could pay all cash. I have $400 in cash right now.
Okay, so then you need $150,000 mortgage. If you're buying a $550,000 home with $400,000 down, you're going to need $150,000 with the financing.
Right, but I'm just wondering, would that be more economical than taking more money out of an IRA and paying an extra $15,000 in taxes.
That's on you. You got to ask your tax preparer on that. I'm a big fan of. How old are you?
69.
You getting any younger?
No.
Is your income earning capabilities going to get any stronger than they were when you were younger as you get older?
I'm retired.
Okay. So is it worth it to you to have an extra $150,000 in the bank for a holy crap moment instead of in your house?
Well, the thing is, once I sell my house, I'll be able to replenish that cash.
Right, but you'll still need an extra $150,000. So, right?
Yeah.
So, right. I would go with the $150,000 mortgage, pay it off faster if you don't want it, and just have that money there. You know, you're getting older, you're retired, and it's better to have $150,000 in the bank than it is in your house. Or you could pay it off with $150,000, eat the $15,000 penalty, and take out a HELOC, and the money's there. It's up to you. I don't like paying extra funds to break things, like paying extra $15,000 to gain access to $150,000. That doesn't make any sense to me. That's just to me. That's my personal opinion. I like using other people's money.
If you pay it off early, is there a penalty fee for that?
No. It just if you pay it off before making 7 mortgage payments, the mortgage originator gets burned. So if you make at least 7 payments and pay it off, the mortgage guy or gal that did your loan doesn't get burned. But if you pay it off go ahead.
Does anybody buy houses anymore based on contingent on selling your own house?
Every day of the week.
So that's still not attractive to do that?
It depends on what the seller has going on the other side and how many offers they got coming in. So if the seller's got 5 offers and they're all contingent, your offer will be looked equally as the others. If you've got 5 offers coming in, 3 are cash and 2 are contingent, you're going to get knocked to the sideline. And the cash offers are going to take, assuming that the cash offers for as much as what the contingency offers are.
And somebody mentioned to me about a bridge loan, but I don't know that I understand what that is.
A bridge loan is nothing more than a home equity line of credit against your house to use your equity to buy your new house.
Okay.
And they're very expensive, and you'd be better off to take a line of credit against your house.
Okay.
All right. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Wasn't that easy? Look at that. People helping people. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Michelle, you've got a comment question for junk luggers.
Hi. I just wanted to tell them that they made my life so much easier. Finally, after 10 years and 2 moves, I was persuaded by my aunt to finally clean out my garage, my house, and my shed. They came, and within 2 hours, my shed, my house, and my garage were totally cleaned out of everything that I needed done. They did not have the truck that had the lift gate on it, so the 2 guys had to load the truck without that, including the heavy stuff. They took 1 load to get donated. They came back. They loaded everything else that couldn't be donated and furniture. They finished the job within 2 hours. Everything was clean. They were so professional. And the next time I need something done, like I have a piano that we'll probably need to get rid of, I will definitely use them again, and I will recommend them to anybody who ever needs to get rid of any junk.
Well, thanks for calling. One comment and then a question to you, Bob. What's with your judgmental aunt? I just wanted to say that.
She does not hold on to anything.
Okay.
She is the person who buys things and then gets rid of them. She's like no clutter, and she finally talked me into getting rid of all my clutter.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Share that. Thanks for sharing your story. You had mentioned, we have 30 seconds before the break, actually 10. You mentioned something about this individual right here, Michelle. You took all of her stuff out. You donated it. You can't claim the donation, but what happens with the donated items?
anything that's able to be donated and accepted by any charity, we will pass on those donation receipts. And thank you very much, Michelle, for being a great customer. If you haven't gotten your receipts yet, please give us a call. We always take a little time to process, but we make sure and get those out to you.
So anybody that calls you and you donate stuff, you donate it, and then you get the receipts back to the individual that hired you so they could write it off on their taxes.
Absolutely correct.
Do you know any other mortgage company? I don't know any mortgage company that cleans out junk. Do you know any other junk company that does and offers that service?
I do not.
Okay, phone number.
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865.
312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago at 720. WGN, more of your calls and texts after these messages. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're here to help you with all of your real estate questions. You wanted to make a comment, Roy. It's coming down sideways here in downtown Chicago to let our listeners know that you are available and your team's available to help them if they have water in their basement that's hitting the storms that are hitting the Chicagoland area this weekend.
Yeah, hopefully it's not too late, but we're having this series of thunderstorms. Well, as they appear on the horizon in the forecast, there's two things homeowners can do themselves. Number one thing, important thing, is make sure your sump pump is working.
Yep.
And you should be able to test that. If you don't know how to test it, give us a call. We can help walk you through that, or we can come out and do it for you. But it's extremely important your sump pump is working, because you can get inches of water in a matter of minutes.
How can our listeners quickly and easily check if it's working?
Best way is to pour water in the sump pit.
Okay.
And until it activates. And if it doesn't activate, you know, then you got to give us a call. The second thing you can do, believe it or not, is to check your window wells. And Dave, you have some personal experience with that. But there should be a drain in your window well. It looks like a kitchen strainer. If you don't see it, dig around and clear it off. It might just be covered with a couple inches of leaves or a dead animal or whatever. But it's just like sink and strainer. If that's clogged, your whole basement can flood. Just because nobody cleaned out the strainer. So every house that has window wells should have a drain in it, and it needs to be manually cleaned out.
Got it. Guilty as charged. In my previous home, that's how I got brand new drain in all my windows, because it blew through a window. Yep. It backed up.
That's why I say it can be something that can lead to a lot of water.
Yes.
Even your sump pump is not going to keep up with the windows flooding in through your window wall.
Replacement of carpet, it was a disaster. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Great show as always. I wish Steve was in Milwaukee. I would hire him immediately. Is there anyone in Milwaukee he would recommend that would be his clone? Yes. The clone would be Stephen A. Lee.
Yeah, I can help people with IRS problems and taxes all across state lines. Because I'm licensed with the IRS as an attorney, and so I can help people. I have many clients in Wisconsin. Not many, but some.
And you'd like more?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Phone number?
Call me, 312-664-6649. If it's something I can help you with, then I can help you find somebody. That's important.
Also, John Hansen. The aforementioned John Hansen, that does six shows here. He's all over the place. He's like, Steve was right. We have a guest that reminds people to fund the trust a lot.
Yeah.
She will be on at 1:05. I will have her explain it again. So for the young lady who had a question about funding a trust, Mr. Hansen will be answering that with her guest, with his guest. The lady he's have on will answer that question at 1:05 today after this show. On Let's Get Legal. For you, Mr. Junk Luggers there, Bob, does Junk Luggers come to Milton, Wisconsin?
Unfortunately, we do not cross state lines.
Okay, if so, please give the phone number again. Can you help give out your phone number and you could redirect them?
Absolutely, we can help them out and find a partner of ours. So 1-800-584-5865 or 1-800-LUG-JUNK, and we can help you out at least finding a good partner.
All right, phone number slower.
1-800-584-5865 or 1-800-LUG-JUNK.
LUGJUNK.
Correct.
All right. Last one before we get to Jim and Crestwood with a question. Does Junk Luggers service storage facilities? Will you go to storage facility to clean out a container?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Not a problem.
All through, and it's a 312 number, so
yep.
All throughout the Chicagoland area.
Anywhere within the state border.
Phone number.
1-800-584-5865 or 1-800-LUG-JUNK. You can also go online to junkluggers.com.
Okay, Jim and Crestwood, you have a question about a lien on a property.
Yes, I called you a couple weeks ago and thanked you for introducing me to that Illinois Heart of States. Well, I paid everything off, you know, everything's cool.
Yep.
And they sent me, I have a lien on a property, because if you sell your house while you are underneath that,
yep,
you have to pay a certain percentage back. I'm just wondering, you know, should I leave that lien on my property? You know, because I hear all this stuff about title thefts and stuff. Was anybody going to steal a title with a lien on it?
No, nobody's going to.
How do I get the lien off of it?
Okay. Number one, you have a better chance of giving birth to Siamese twin elephants than having somebody steal your title. Okay? So I just wanted to throw that out there. Okay? And I've given birth to Siamese twin elephants, and it is a very painful entity. Roy's got a picture in his mind. I sent him the pictures as I was on the table at 8 centimeters, Roy. I know you can't get out of your mind. So, Jim, so they helped you out during your challenging situation, right? You used the Heart of Sid fund. They placed a lien against your property that if you sell before a certain period of time, you have to pay all or a portion of the funds back. I don't know the details of the transaction, correct?
Right. That's exactly what it is, yes.
And then it goes on a declining basis for every year that you live in the property, right? They deduct 10% or 20% right off of they gave you. So if they gave you $100,000, for our listeners that don't know what the hell we're talking about, and it's a 20% reduction per year, it's 80%, it's 80 G's the second year if you sell it, $60,000 the third year, $40,000 the fourth year, $20,000 the fifth year, and after the fifth year, you don't have to pay it back. It's something to that schedule, correct?
Well, it was the 10th year, but yes.
All right, 10th year. Okay, so I stand corrected. So it helped you out of that challenging time. The state put a lien against your property. When you go to sell your home, the attorney that you used to help you sell the home, Schluter in this case, he handles Crestwood, he will order a payoff from the state of Illinois, and they will get their money back based upon the 10-year repayment calculation that you have on it. You don't have to worry about it. It gets paid off when you sell your house. You don't have to do anything.
Oh, yeah. Well, I understand that part, but I paid it, you know, paid it back. They sent me, you know, notice saying I don't owe them anything.
Oh, okay.
But there is still a lien.
With a zero balance on
my property, and they're telling me that I have to do it.
Lien release.
Lien removed, and I was just...
A release.
How do I do that?
Okay, so did they send you a release? Is what you received a release because you paid it back? Okay.
That's what they want.
So then what you would do is you would provide that. Listen, you could go down to your county courthouse, your county recorder's office, show it to them, have them record it, which is probably a smart thing to do because it'll take them forever to do because they're short-staffed due to budgetary cutbacks, and keep it for your real estate attorney, Dave Schluter, provide it to him so he could provide it to his title company to get a hold harmless to show that that lien has been paid off and that lien has been satisfied. That's all you have to do, Jim. It's really not that big of a deal for you to lose any sleep over.
Mm-hmm. Bring it to the recorder or the assessor?
The recorder's office. You want to get that lien release recorded at the recorder's office.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, buddy. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. I'm glad that state program. There's been a lot of great state programs. This is one of them. One of the other great state programs is what Frank brought on with that $35,000 loan that you don't have to pay back to help homeowners that are having challenges with handicapped individuals to keep them in their homes or those that are mobily challenged. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break here. Take more of your calls, more of your texts, and then say goodbye. It's raining. Hey, Tony, $20 to get my car, if you could pull it up here. 312-981-720. It's over in front of, what's that place? Where do we have breakfast?
Egg Harbor.
Yeah, Egg Harbor. It's just across the river down the street. Can you afford it? It's raining. 312-981-7200. The MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 W. 312-981-7200. As we wind down the show, I just want to get to this texter that texted in 1125. Been buying construction supplies at big box stores and the prices are starting to jump. Is that happening in the construction industry? How much more will consumers be paying for a typical remodeling project? Roy, you said that your products, your inputs have gone up?
Yeah, noticeably, certainly the last year and a half, and I see no abatement, you know, that type thing with the uncertainty. And again, actual costs don't have to go up, but suppliers still raise costs in anticipation.
Right. And tariffs do raise costs, and the consumer does pay for them. So no matter what anybody in Washington or anywhere wants to blow smoke up your rear end to tell you that it's not going to cost you more money, it is costing you more money, and that's why inflation's going up. And that's why the Fed isn't looking to drop rates so far, because they wanted to see how the tariffs, which are taxes on goods that are paid by consumers, are going to impact the economy. Thank you. Welcome to the world that we know it. 312-91-7200. Okay, we're going to take two quick calls here. Tom, Fox River Grove, business taxes. Go.
Hey, so real quick, in a nutshell, in 2023, I sold my business. I had to file an amended return because my accountant put my tax liability at $7,000 instead of zero. So did all that with a different accountant. Talked to the IRS a couple times since then because they took $7,000 from me. They said that as soon as everything, they see I have a credit there and I don't owe the money, I'll get the check back. But it's been a couple years, so I'm not sure if I'm ever going to see that money or what.
Well, it's like every other big organization. You got to keep on them. And that's just a fact. You know, sometimes when I get involved with the IRS, I send them emails and faxes every day, because they'll go weeks without coming back to you, getting back to you.
But you're set up to do that. Most of our listeners aren't set up to do that and follow up like you follow up. That's what you do for a living.
For people who are going to do it themselves, you can contact the taxpayer advocate. Did you do that?
Hold on. Go ahead, Tommy. Sorry.
Did you contact the taxpayer advocate?
Would you be able to help me with getting a hold of them?
Well, again, I'd be happy to talk to you about it. I don't know enough about it, but did you contact the tax advocate, the taxpayer advocate?
No, I did not. Maybe I'll try that first.
They will help you when when red tape is in the way. They can get the red tape out if something like you just talk about, you should be getting that money. Why haven't I gotten it? If you just leave it up to them, it'll be lost. So you got to. So that's a way you can contact the taxpayer advocate.
Hey, Tommy, Steve will call you off there, okay, buddy?
Sure. Thank you. Appreciate it. Go Packers.
Okay. Steve won't call you. All right. And you're not getting a Mr. Floyd cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call, text, and photo line. Dan, FHA loan. Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. We got 2 minutes before the end of the show.
I have an FHA loan after about 8 years.
Yep.
Still paying PMI?
Yep.
How can I get rid of PMI without refinancing?
You could. Did you put less than 10% down or more than 10% down when you took the loan out?
Less than 10%.
Less than 10%. You'll have PMI on that loan for the next 16 years. One of the things that the Trump administration could do tomorrow or on Monday morning is change the rules for PMI to help listeners save money. That's what the Trump administration can do on Monday morning to help listeners save money. Instead of waiting for the Fed to cut interest rates to short-term money, the Trump administration on Monday morning could put that rule into effect for all new loans. I don't know about the old loans, but that's what they could do for new loans. And also, FHFA chairperson Pulte, for the 900th time, could lower rates on Monday by doing away with Sandra Thompson's ridiculously obtrusive loan level price adjusters that increase rates at least a half a point for borrowers with good credit scores. That's what the Trump administration could do on Monday morning to save listeners money on their mortgages. If you put down more than 10%, you have PMI on that loan for 16 years, and there's absolutely nothing you could do about it unless refinance your home, Danny. Hang on, I got to hang on for you, Mr. Floor. We got like 2 minutes left. I got to get out of here. Steve, take us out with a nugget of knowledge.
My nugget of knowledge is if you're an independent contractor or a gig worker, you should probably call me, or you should be on my daily email list. I give a lot of great information away. Go to fightbacknow.com. Sign up for the daily email. It's free. Or give me a call at 312-664-6649.
And you can help listeners with their tax challenges throughout the United States. Okay. Including Wisconsin.
Yes.
Including Packers fans.
Yes.
Maybe. Okay. Well, you're a huge Badge fan. There might be a conflict. Phone number one more time.
312-664-6649. Fightbacknow.com.
Bob Schmidt, nugget of knowledge, buddy, on the way out.
Ask questions of your haulers. Make sure you get all the information and access to that information up front. Also, avoid some tariffs. Buy reused, buy used, buy secondhand at our Remix Market store in Elgin at 425 Airport Road. It is at remixmarketchicago.com. And then to set up an appointment with us, it's 1-800-584-5400. 5865 or junkluggers.com.
Great place to get college furniture and college stuff for college kids going to college.
Absolutely.
I get a bonus if I say college more than twice in a sentence. So there, I got that. So one more time, location and phone number.
425 Airport Road in Elgin. And our number is 1-800-584-5865 or 1-800-LUG-JUNK.
1 minute nugget of knowledge, the Roy Spencer Permaseal.
Your air conditioning nor your furnace system can work efficiently without proper insulation. 9 out of 10 homes do not have proper insulation. Permaseal has a performance guarantee unique in the industry. We will guarantee to decrease the energy loss in your home by 10%.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. And if we don't, we'll give you 10% of the cost of your job back. So
really?
That's the only guarantee like that in the industry.
One more time. 10% energy reduction cost. And boy, glad the show's almost over. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are like, yeah, me too. So there's a guarantee that you'll reduce our listeners' heating and air conditioning expenses by 10%.
No, we'll guarantee to decrease the energy loss in your home. I energy can't control your utility bills, but we will measure before and after our job and show you that we've decreased your energy loss by at least 10%.
Nice.
Or we'll refund 10% of the job.
With the blower test.
That's part of how we measure that's exactly how we measure the energy loss before and after the job.
Phone number?
800-421-7325.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Truly appreciate our numbers. Continue to go up. I see them every month, and I can't thank you enough. We've almost doubled the audience since we've joined the WGN family almost 4 or 5 years ago. So I appreciate all the support. We're just here to help every Saturday. We'll be back next Saturday with another exciting show. Stay warm, stay dry, and call Roy if your basement is flooded, and call Blue Sky if your basement is destroyed. They will build it back, and if you have any hail damage or wind damage, they're the company to call. Want to call me during the week? It is 855-56-DAVID, which is 855-563-2843, or go to our website, 56david.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.